One of the great things I love about podcasting as it matures and as it grows are the great tools that are being created to help podcasters. And today we've got Rob Walsh from Wizard Media on episode number 125 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, hey, thanks for tuning in. Today's interview is kind of lengthy, but it's great information. It's with Rob Walsh from Wizard Media, and I introduce him on the phone call, so I won't bother doing that now. I will give you just a little bit of heads up. If you haven't seen the School of Podcasting lately, I've redesigned the site. I'm actually using WordPress to do that, along with my, if you go to wordpresstool.com, I'm using that system, and it's kind of interesting because it's WordPress without any sidebar. I just have top and bottom links. It's interesting. So check that out, schoolofpodcasting.com. I threw a little bit of flash at the top of it. And let me know what you think. If you'd like to contact me, it's real easy. Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com. Got a toll-free number for you, 888-563-3228. And our website, which I just said, is schoolofpodcasting.com. Everything we talk about today, you can find in our show notes, which are at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. But like I said, today's interview is about 15 to 20 minutes long. So with that, I'm going to shut up. And here's my talk with Rob Walsh from Wizard Media.
Well, joining me on the Skype phone here, a man with many titles. He is the author of Tricks of the Podcasting Masters. He's obviously, everybody knows Rob from Podcast 411 at podcast411.com. But I think most of you know that he now works for Wizard Media. So I brought him on the show today. Rob, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, Dave, thank you for having me on.
And, of course, he's also one of the co-hosts of that weekly the weekly train wreck known as Today in Podcasting.
Weekly with quotes around the weekly.
Exactly. And last night on last week's Today in Podcasting, we kind of got into a conversation about what Rob does at Wizard. So I said, you know what, Rob, I really like that information. Why don't you come back on and do a bit of a repeat? So why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, your title and kind of what you're doing with Wizard?
Well, I got the coolest job. It's VP of Podcaster Relations, and my job is to work with podcasters and help bring them a couple things. There's a lot of podcasts that host on Libsyn.com, and Wizard is the parent company of Libsyn, and Wizard's got really two primary functions when it comes to podcasters, and that's where my job comes in, and that's to help get them promotion and help get them advertising. So we work with the podcasters. The advertising I know is what you'd like to talk about, but we also have the promotion side, and we talk about that later. On the advertising side, Libsyn, we've built our own technology from the ground up to work with our servers to do ad insertion, and we can do geo-targeted ad insertion, down to the city level or an area level or country or state, do a whole state. And we can insert anywhere in an episode, be it audio or video. And on the video side, it'd be any video that plays on an iPod or WMV.
So when you say anywhere in a podcast, so like if I want to insert an ad at the 48-second mark kind of thing?
If you want to put it at the 48-second mark and 128 milliseconds, we can do that.
So how does that work does the podcaster then, is there like a spot where he knows I need to pause at 48 seconds?
No, you can take your whole back catalog and you can go in through each episode and find the exact spot you want to insert for each episode. And we've got a tool and you go through and you can listen to the episode or watch it if it's video, and then find the exact insertion point. Or if you know the insertion point from your audio editing software, you can manually type that in an interface, and those insertion points get tagged with each episode. And then they're there for future campaigns. And then when a campaign's running, ads get inserted at those spots for the geolocations that you've chosen. And if you're outside that geolocation, your IP's outside that, you just download the original file without the ads.
Gotcha. And that's then the same for every episode? Or can you get actually specific to each? Like, I'm not sure why you would want to do that now that I think about it.
if you're talking about one ad, one episode, so that you've got 15 different ads, 15 different episodes, and match them up, right now we don't do that. And I say right now because we are actually building that. So that's a future option that will be coming out.
Interesting. Now, one of the things we talked about last night, and you had a great example with obviously the presidential elections coming up. You said this geo-targeting, you could actually, you know, if there was a local councilman or senator or somebody that wanted to do something for Dallas, Texas, you could actually say, here is, you know, we're going to geo-target Dallas, Texas. So if anybody downloads a podcast from that area, the ad will be inserted.
Yeah, and we can even go two ways. We can go into the individual cities around Dallas, Texas, or we can take the whole area of Dallas, Texas. So take the whole metro area. So we've got the choice between getting it down to, you know, each city and each suburb of a city, or you can take the whole metro area of Dallas and target it that way. So, you know, if you're a congressional, except for they redid those crazy congressional district lines that run like great, all different shapes. But if you know which cities were in there, you could target it that way. You can target it by a state. You can pick a state. Say, oh, I just want to, senators running in Texas, and he could pick Texas to insert all downloads that happen in Texas.
Which makes more
shows that want to participate.
Right. Which then makes more sense than, you know, sponsoring somebody who's not geotargeting, because then he's obviously paying for things that are wasteful. The other thing I was thinking about is, as you said that, is this something that is Wizard doing this across like all the people that are on their network, or is this just on a podcast?
It's opt-in.
Okay.
All advertising on Libsyn is opt-in. We don't ever force advertising on anyone. And if you get advertising on your show, you get compensated for that advertising. You're never going to have an ad show up on your show that you didn't approve of.
Right. And now, are those ads pre-made, or is this something that where the podcaster is reading something and then it's inserted later, or?
Well, it's all ad insertion, so it's all inserted later.
Okay.
Right, it can be by the podcaster, it can be by the advertising agency or the advertiser, or it can be a mixture where the podcaster will take an ad that was created by an agency, and rather than just dropping it in the middle of his show unannounced, he'll put a wrapper on the ad. He'll say, hey, we're going to take a quick break right now and hear a word from our sponsor. And then the ad plays, and then at the end he goes, okay, we're going to get back in the show, and we take that whole piece and insert that in to the episode. So it's not as jarring on the audience.
Right. Now, for the people that are already on Libsyn, they might be thinking, I didn't know this existed. You know, how do they, if they want to get involved with this, what do they need to do?
Send an email to rob@wizard.tv, WIZZARD.TV. So just shoot me an email, let me know, and we'll get you set up.
Very. And what's involved with being set up?
Signing a non-evil, non-exclusive agreement that allows us to present your show as numbers to the advertisers we're talking with and help also promote your show. So it's just a matter of giving us the right to present your numbers, because the Wizard, and I should say the Libsyn terms of service, clearly state we can't share your numbers specifically without your approval. So we need to get that approval from you to go out to advertisers and say, hey, we've got this show in this category, and we'd like you to be part of it. And we also set you up with a demographic survey so that we can get some demos on your audience, and that always helps even more when someone comes in, rather than saying, hey, I'm looking for a podcast on baseball, they say, I'm looking for a podcast on for people between the ages of 35 and 54, and they're male.
Very cool. And what we're talking about last night is, because of this, the ability to target, and especially with a demographic, this is where you can boost your CPM, because if somebody walks in and says, look, I need an audience in, you know, Tucson, Arizona, I need the males 21 to 25, if you've got that information, which you can pull, now, because you're giving them such a unique niche, you can then charge a lot more for that. That's one of the bonuses of the system. And what I guess, because I can't, obviously you can't tell numbers, but we were talking last night and you said it goes from the wide range of maybe into the teens all the way up to, you know, maybe close to a thousand. So, and that is, again, based on all of the, you know, the different variables that I just spoke about, the tighter the niche, the higher the CPM you can charge. Now, is there any kind of blanket percentage that goes to the podcaster?
Oh, yeah, our agreement is a standard 50-50 split. And remember, we're covering basically the bandwidth costs. I mean, yeah, Libsyn costs a little bit to pay for to sign up, but overall, you're paying $10, $5 a month for unlimited bandwidth. We have shows that are getting 500,000 and more downloads. We have shows getting a couple million downloads a month and still paying that low $10, $20 a month range.
Right.
So, but yeah, we do a 50-50 split, which is standard.
Beautiful. Any big sponsors that you can crow about?
Biggest one we've had running is the U.S. Navy. We had a large campaign. We have another one running with them again. And then we've had some smaller ones. Audible is an ongoing advertiser with us. We did a Geek to Geek last month for some shows. We had a campaign running with Midwest Teen Sex Show for actually, it would have been December. We're in February now, aren't we? And some others in the works. We've got a lot of proposals out there working with and talking with a lot of ad agencies and just looking for more podcasters to be interested.
Great. Now, you mentioned promotion was another feature that you guys add. How does that work?
We've got agreements with different video streaming and some now internet radio stations to help promote podcasts, be it audio or video. So we're working that. We're also in talks with hardware manufacturers and getting premium placement for that. On iTunes, there's a Wizard Media channel. We're one of the few people that have a featured channel on iTunes. So many different things we're working with. A couple other ones. We work with PR on the PR side to help bring podcasters that are on our network together with mainstream media, with reporters, and get them hooked up and into stories that way. We find that works very well for boosting people's number of downloads.
Very cool. Yeah, I've seen the... So it's like a radio station in iTunes is the one you're talking about.
Well, if you go into iTunes on the podcast, on the left-hand side, as you scroll down on the podcast page, you'll see featured providers. And actually, what do they have? I'll give you the exact wording of what Apple uses. In podcast, it is called, Featured Providers. And Wizard is one of the featured providers on there. We have our own little channel shows that host with us. But that's just, again, it's one of the things we do for video podcasters. We also have deals with VO in place, and we've got featured channels there and a few other video sharing sites that we're working with to help get more promotion out for the podcasts that are hosting with us.
Very cool. And again, if you want to find out more about this, just go to wizard.tv. And if you're the hosting company is talking about is Libsyn, that's Libsyn.com. I want to change gears just for a second. Tricks of the Podcasting Masters is Rob's book. He's actually,
I'm co-author.
Co-author. Yeah, I'm sorry. There you go. Let's get Rob in trouble, shall we?
Yes, because I get an email for every time where someone says that, and I don't jump up and...
Co-author. Any plans for any other books in the future?
Oh, no. God, that was... Anyone who's written a book, it's a lot of work. I barely have enough time to get my shows out. I took a 2-month hiatus from Podcast 411 and finally got a new show out last night, which is the first one since November 25th.
Now, did you alert your listeners that you were taking, was it a planned thing or did you just temporarily pod fade or?
I guess we'll call it temporary pod fade hiatus. The wife is pregnant. She was sick. I just didn't have the time to put into it because where I normally would have had time to work on the show on the weekends, I was spending all the time with my son because my wife wasn't feeling good and, right. and other things. So just now that the nausea is over, I'm hoping to be back podcasting on a more regular basis.
Gotcha. While I also have you on the phone, I might as well let you talk about the thing you've been organizing, of course, which is the PodCamp that you've when is the date for that?
February 16th. So a week from this coming Saturday, and it's in Overland Park, Kansas, which is a suburb of Kansas City. So if anyone is within driving distance of Kansas City, would love to see you at the event. We'll have 24 different sessions on that Saturday. We have 4 tracks, 6 sessions a track. It's co-sponsored by the KU School of Journalism. So one of the best journalism schools in the nation has gotten behind it and is supporting podcasting, and they've given us a great facility to have the event at the KU Region Center in Overland Park. And well, we're still looking for more people to speak because I don't want to be doing 5 sessions. they already have John Ong from the online. John is, for those that know John, John's one of the really original podcasters. He started in October 2004, and he has been podcasting all along, and just a great guy. He's going to be presenting on how to podcast using GarageBand. We have Michael Bailey from MobileTalk is going to be doing some presentations. Ed Roberts from the Kansas City Weather Podcast, who has put out more podcast episodes than I think all but one other person out there. He's done almost 1,000 episodes. He's been podcasting pretty much almost every day since
wow.
January of 2005. So Ed is a machine.
Yeah. All right. Now, the last question, I didn't even tell you I was going to do this, so this may be an edit point. We'll see. But we do a thing on the show called the last 5 and 5, meaning what were the last 5 podcasts you listened to? And hopefully it doesn't take you 5 minutes to remember, but can you think of the last 5, not your favorite 5 podcasts, it just so happens to be what were the last 5 you listened to?
I can tell you. Mac OS Ken, which I listen to in the mornings. I listen to the latest Skepticality. I listen to the latest Dave's Lounge, which was, I think, episode 104, if I'm not mistaken. I listen to, now I'm drawing a blank. Twit, sorry.
Okay.
And I also listened to The Gang. So I think those were the last 5. Now, there might have been actually watched. Now, if you're talking about watching, I actually did watch Porn, which was the latest episode of Midwest Teen Sex Show.
There you go.
The last couple of days, which is a great show.
What was the first one you said, Mac OS Ken?
Mac OS Ken. Hmm. So if you're into Macs, Ken does a weekly show every Monday to Friday morning. It comes out and gives you the latest and greatest news on what's going on in the Mac world.
See, and that's why we do that. There's a podcast I had not heard of, so that's why we do that little feature. So, well, Rob, thank you very much for coming on. I'm still learning stuff. I was like, that's number one. I'm just impressed by the power and the flexibility of the system that you guys have over there. And I'm thinking there might be some people that are on Libsyn that didn't know, hey, all I've got to do is go to wizard.tv or send an email to you. And if you want to get involved, Rob is there to help now. So thanks for coming on.
All the insertion stuff is on Libsyn, so you don't move anything. You don't do anything from that perspective. No moving of files, no changing of anything else. It's the largest. We already have over on Libsyn.com itself, over 7,000 podcasts. So if you have a podcast, it's a good chance you might be on Libsyn.
There you go. And so what they have to do then is what? There's some sort of back-end system that they have to log into?
What will happen is I'll get them an agreement. Once they sign the agreement, then we'll find them an advertiser, and then we turn on the ad insertion tools for them and let them pick the ad slots and if it's going to be for mid-show insertion. The back-end stuff, they'll work with me or Elsie, who works for me now. Elsie's from Elsie's Yoga Podcast. We hired her. She's in Pittsburgh out of the office. And then Amy, who is our other person in podcast relations. So there's 3 of us in Wizard that are handling the relationship with podcasters and trying to help bring promotion and fame and fortune to the shows. But don't think about quitting your day job.
Not yet.
No.
So, all right, Rob. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. I really do appreciate your time.
Okay. Well, Dave, thank you. It's great talking with you as always.
There you go. And there's my talk with Rob. Very interesting, the technology they're pulling off over there. And speaking of things that are getting pulled off, I need to mention this. I totally almost missed this. The Social Media Telesummit, I thought it was going to be one of these weekend things. It's 9 days. Everything from how to get more traffic to your blog, how to use premium content, books. There's Yara Starak, Paul Culligan, Jason Van Orden. It's organized by Lisa Barnes. And wow. So I, if you don't believe me, I signed up for this. Go to davidjackson.org, and you can see my receipt. And if you're interested in going, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/telesummit. That's TELESUMMIT. And it's $129. You can also do other things. I think it's like another, there's another branch where you can actually get it on CD as opposed to listening to it online. And you can listen to it live or after the event's over. And then there's another version where you can actually be involved with a book that's being based around the topics that they're talking about, and then you can sell the book. So a lot of different marketing ideas going on there, and that's really what the whole conference is about. So it's starting the 20th through the 29th, and that's really why I signed up. I was like, oh, like, I thought it was a weekend thing. It's 9 days of material, and the fact that I can listen to it whenever I want, I went, oh, sold. It is $129, but I think it's well worth it, and you can actually see my receipt at davidjackson.org. I'm going to try to sit in as much as I can, but check it out again, schoolpodcasting.com/telesummit. And thanks again to Rob. I'll have a link to everything we talked about in the show notes, shownotes.schoolpodcasting.com. And again, my email, dave@schoolpodcasting.com, phone number 888-563-3228. And that's going to do it. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you again next week. And until we see then, class dismissed.